Or your Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, May 10, 1980, interview with Paul Wong at his residence in Harbor City, conducted by Beverly Chen. Mr. Wong, can you tell me where your parents were from?
My parents are from Guangdong, China.
And what did your father do?
My father was born in Guangdong too. Guangdong, Kaohsiung?
Yeah.
He was an emigrant to U.S.
Oh, when did he come to the U.S.? Do you remember?
No, he came to U.S. before I was, just right after my birth.
Right after your birth.
He came, and I didn't have a chance to see him till I was 13.
Okay. When were you born? Which year?
I was born in China in 1908.
I see. And at the time you were born, was he over here in the United States?
No, I was born, I was a few months old. When he left the country, when he came to the U.S.
I see. And you didn't see him again until...
I didn't see him again until I was about 13.
I see. You came over by yourself?
No. At that time, then my father brought me over when he visited the country, fatherland.
So which year did you arrive in the United States?
Well, I came in 1923.
And what did your father do when he was in the United States?
I guess like all the Chinese at that time, he must gone through a lot of things.
He didn't have a set
but
profession.
At the time when I came in, he was running with some partners a restaurant in Dakota.
Dakota?
A restaurant.
Uh-huh.
In South Dakota.
Oh, South Dakota. Ah, I see. Okay. Yeah. Where were you born? Your village?
Manningley.
Uh-huh. That was in Kaohsiung, huh?
Oh, it's a small country village, you know.
And what's Qiuqing?
Qiuqing is the region.
Ah.
It's a district.
I see.
Yeah.
Which
Kaohsiung is the
county.
County.
Okay.
And then the Qiuqing is the region.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your Chinese name?
Wang Yanyi.
All right. Okay. And what sort of dialect did you speak at home?
Kaohsiung.
Is that the only one?
Yeah, I would say so.
Both your parents were also from that area, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
When you came to U.S., you went to Dakota?
That's right.
Uh-huh. When did you come to Los Angeles?
I didn't come to Los Angeles until 1938.
I see. With your father?
No, I didn't have a father then.
I see. Did you receive any education at where you were born?
In China?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I went to the primary school there.
Uh-huh. And no secondary education?
Mm.
Or you were too young to go to?
No, I was in China, I was the... Well, I went through the equivalent to some of the junior high school.
Mm. And when you came to Dakota, did you go to school?
When I came to Dakota, I went to school, yes. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. For how many years?
For the high school. Just get through the high school.
And afterwards you did not go for any more education, right?
No, my formal education stopped at the high school level.
Mm-hmm. What did you do after you graduated? Did you get into a business?
Well, that's a sad part of it. right after my high school days, because of some family problems, I had to go back to China. And I took sick back in the country. Where the medicine, I was sick with my foot problem. I had a foot ailment. And so I was laid up for a few years because of the poor medications and things and the poor financials, you know, finance. So then, so I was laid up for a few years. And in the meantime, I get married at the time. And that's the end of the education then.
When did you come back to the United States?
Then in the 1937 and 1938, then I came back to the U.S.
Oh, and then you came to Los Angeles. That was the first time you came to Los Angeles.
Well, I was up in San Francisco for a few months, then came down to L.A.
I see. And you stayed in L.A. after that?
Yeah, I stayed in L.A. since then.
While you were in Dakota, you never left?
How's that?
When you were in Dakota, did you ever leave Dakota to go somewhere else? To come to Los Angeles, for instance?
No, I didn't. No.
I see. Why did you choose Los Angeles?
I didn't hear you.
Why did you choose Los Angeles?
Why did I choose?
To
I didn't choose it.
Oh.
It just so happens.
Was there some business
opportunity? Well, you might say at that time, the Chinese generally have to go to where they know somebody, you know. And I had some cousins, uncles, some relatives in L.A. So I came to L.A. When I first came, I just intended to come down to visit my relative and then find myself, you know, trying to find my... Maybe I had to go back to Midwest at that time. Mm-hmm. Somehow I find a job and then I stayed.
You went?
I found a job.
Here?
Yeah, I found a job. You know, then I worked, then I stayed.
The job you found, was it related to the grocery business?
No. I was in the laundry workers.
Uh-huh. You were working in a laundry store. For Chinese?
No. I had to open a little laundry myself, you know.
Oh, you were...
The hand laundry.
Oh, you opened it yourself, and you were the only person working there.
Then I worked there a few years, then...
Where did you open the laundry store?
It was in the Sunset area, in the Hollywood area.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why did you pick that area? Were there a lot of...
Because my cousin was over that area at the time.
He was also in the laundry
business? Yeah, he was a laundry man. He was an old laundry man.
Oh, so did you buy his business?
No. He just opened another one close by.
Won't you be sort of competing then?
Well, you can do that so much, you know.
Ah.
There's nobody afraid of competition. You can just do so much.
I see. Do you remember how much you charge for washing a load of laundry? Do you charge by the piece or did you
charge? By the piece,
How much for a shirt, for instance?
Oh, at that time, in 1938, the shirt was washed, laundered, wrapped up, packaged, about 8 cents.
8 cents?
10 cents, then competing come down to 8 cents.
Oh my goodness. Did you do ironing also?
Yes, and ironed.
How much would you charge, say, for ironing a pair of slacks, men's slacks?
I don't remember now, but I don't think it's any more than 25 cents.
I see. So ironing cost more?
Not ironing and washing.
Oh, and washing. I see. So, were most of your clients Caucasians?
Yes, they were all Caucasian.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And was that the most popular form of laundry at that time? In other words, instead of washing at home, people normally took it out to have someone else do it.
At that time, there were quite a few Chinese laundries in the city, spreading around. They mostly do the finishing job in their hand laundry business. The washing part is sent out to some of the bigger laundry. And the Chinese run does the big laundry, you know, the machine wash. They send out the trucks to pick up the works from each the laundry office around. They do the washing, dry them, and then send it back to the laundryman to the finishing for the customers.
I see. The place where you sent these things to be washed, was it also owned by a Chinese?
Yes. At that time, I think there were about three big Chinese washing.
What do you call those places? Just washing places?
Just do washing. They just do the washing, do the flat work.
They have a lot of machines.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You know, big tumble, you know, the tumblers on it.
And they delivered it back
they
to
deliver,
you?
Yeah, they pick up the laundries and deliver it back.
How much was an average, say, week's laundry? How much would that cost for a whole load?
Oh, I don't know. There's some people, some places where they get a big bill, where they get a few more men and do a little more work. But I seems to me that an average person can produce only about 8, you know, at that price of the, at that kind of low price. I think that for an average worker, they can produce only about $70 to $80 of business a week.
Your own, for instance, your own business.
Yes.
I meant to say that how much did each customer pay you on the average every time they take in a bundle of laundry?
Oh, you just charge them whatever.
Just by the piece.
You know, just charge them by the piece.
Uh-huh.
But since everything, you know, have to go through your hand, you get to so much time, so they have to work long hours.
I see. And your gross revenue before taxes was about 70 to 80.
Didn't have no tax at that time.
Oh, didn't have any tax.
Yeah, they have the tax, but you know, such a low income don't qualify for the income tax or anything on it. You know, you can't produce much.
That within that $70, how much was your profit?
Well, I wouldn't use the word profit. You might say the blood money, you know, the wage, the blood money.
In other words, after you start, you paid your bills to the washing facilities for doing your wash, and after you paid off your electricity and power and rent,
I would say that.
How much do you have left?
At that time, I was happy if I couldn't net about $50 a week. If I could get $50 a left over with a week. I would be happy, son.
I see. So, in other words, normally you net lower than that. You netted around, say, 45 or
normally
so.
Normally, just around, you know, around that side.
Ah, I see. 40.
At that time, I believe, you know, if I was going out to work for somebody else, I might hope to get about $120, $150 a month. So if I can get $200 a month on it, I thought I was doing a lot better than average.
I see. How much were the average workers being paid? Is that what you mean? The $120 to $150 was the average salary for a person?
For an average guy, the hired guy, yes.
To hire a guy to work in the laundry?
To hire guys, just around $100 average. So.
I see.
Unless you're a real good worker.
What caused you to switch to another field?
Caused me to what?
What made you change to get in out of the laundry business?
Oh, I was never happy in laundry business. I was hoping for sales, for change. So the time came. Oh, you might say the break came during the war. During the war, when the Japanese were sent to the concentration camp, and they had to quit their business. By that time, so we had a little chance, you know, trying to go in the buy a little business at a little lower price, cheaper price. So at that time, a lot of Chinese, you know, had to take the opportunity to go into the grocery business at that time.
So you were in the laundry business from 38 until 42,
43? 40. 40? Yeah. I was there for 2 years or
but
so.
But the Japanese did not go into...
In the 41.
Yeah.
The war broke out in 41. In the last part of 41, 42. And
so when you got into the grocery business in 41?
Then I quit laundry business and I went out to work for the produce market. Then I worked for the produce for a few months.
For Chinese owned?
There was some Chinese stand there, yes. And I worked for the American, you know, for the Caucasian too, for a few months.
Then you purchased your own
Then
grocery.
I went into the business for myself. And
how much did it cost to purchase a groceries business?
How much investment? We started out with about less than 2,000.
You and a partner, or just yourself?
The partner and I, you know, both.
We
only had about a little better than 2,000 to start with.
And there was a Japanese grocery store?
Yeah, we bought this, yeah.
Was it wholesale or retail?
Retail.
Where was it located?
It was located in South Main Street, LA.
Is that around this?
No, South Main Street, LA, you know, right at back. By Century, you know where it is at? Vermont, down the block, Figueroa, right parallel to Figueroa, the main street down.
Vermont and Figueroa?
No. You mean where's that? The cross the street?
Yeah, the cross street.
The cross street, close to Century, 104th Street.
I see. So for quite south.
Yeah, 104th Street, that would be in the south end here.
At that time, what kind of neighborhood was it? What kind of neighborhood was
it? Oh, it was all white. It was all white, all were conservative or blue collar, you may say. All the blue collar neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And which year did you say this was? Which year did you purchase this retail grocery business?
Where I bought my grocery from?
No, which year? When did I
came down this way?
To the Main Street.
To Main Street?
Yeah.
1942.
1942.
The early part of 1942 or something.
And so you kept on with that business?
Yeah, then I kept on. I was too stupid to do any kind of move.
Until you retired, right?
Yes.
I see. Was that a very popular profession at that time, or business, grocery business?
At that time, yes, you might say so.
Did you get your products from, or supplies, from the wholesale Chinese groceries on San Pedro?
No, this is all go through the Spartan Grocers. S-P-A-R-T-A-N. Spartan.
Is that, what is that?
That, yeah, that's Los Angeles. That's one of the big old wholesale co-op.
Oh, co-op.
Yeah, one store.
So you never got any produce, say,
The produce, yeah, the produce we had to go to from the Chinese store down at the city market. Yeah, that's the produce.
City, you call it the city market?
They call it the produce market, city
yeah, the
produce.
I see, okay. And what kind of work hours did you have at the main streets? What kind of hours did you
have? Oh, what kinds of hours?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what's that? 8 o'clock, 8 to 7.
8 in the morning till 7
8
at
in
night.
The morning to about 7 or 7:30 at night. And close
every
Sundays.
Day? Oh, close Sundays.
Close Sundays.
And what about the actual working? I mean, for accounting and to get supplies. Were you able, in other words, to do all of your business and be able to go home at 7 o'clock?
We do it practically all of ourselves, Sana. Of course, the grocery was delivered to our door. The wholesaler delivered to our door. But we go down to the produce market to pick up the produce
mm-hmm.
in the morning.
Yeah, before 8 o'clock.
Before 8 o'clock.
How often did you have to do that?
I used to go about 3 times a week.
How many people did you estimate were involved in the city produce market? How many Chinese?
At the time,
yeah,
in the wholesaler produce market?
Yeah.
See, by that time, you know, there was the 9th Street produce market was, I would say, almost little better than half, 50% was run by the Chinese then.
And how many people was that? Or how many businesses, how many separate establishments was that?
I never did know, but then I expect it couldn't be less than 300-400 people working there. With the workers and the owners, the buyers and all that, and then I think it is over 300-400, I think it must be over 300-400 people.
And the other people were all Japanese, or?
Oh, there were a lot of workers, a lot of the other kind of workers.
The other 50%?
Yeah.
Japanese?
The other, well, the Caucasians.
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 I see. I forgot to ask you, when you were working on your laundry business, how many hours per week?
Oh, boy. Well, I would roughly say about 80 hours a week, 85 hours a week.
You were open 7 days a week and...
No, you don't open, you close it, but you still have to try to catch up. So you have to work nine, you know, and all that, about 80, at least over 80 hours a week.
So your hours were actually shorter at the grocery store?
Yes.
And was that typical? Did all the laundry men, people who were involved in the laundry business, work 80 hours a week?
No, I wouldn't say that. I said, I was just saying my own experience then.
Yes.
Because I'm a slower worker than the other guys. And my hands are kind of slower than the others, you know, so that I had to pick up that in with my time, son.
Did your wife help you or did your children?
No, I was all alone.
Oh.
My wife was back in the old country then.
Oh, you came by yourself?
Yeah, I didn't have, I couldn't get my wife over at the time. You know, even at that time, when the Chinese wife was not permitted to come.
You tried. Did you try or did you just know
that? No, it was not legally. You cannot bring the wife along at that time.
Oh.
Immigration laws only permit the Chinese merchants, missionaries, those to bring the wives along, all over. But the Chinese American citizens was the wife is considered Chinese alien and cannot come.
Were you at that time an American citizen?
I was inherited American citizenship, you know.
From your father?
Through the inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife was considered a Chinese alien and cannot come. The law was not changed till after the war.
So when did your wife come?
For 1949.
I see.
After the war, after the war, so.
So most of the people were here by themselves. They did not have their
At that time, there were a lot of bachelors around, yes.
I see.
The Chinese girl would be very premium.
So, did most of the men go back to China to get married? If they wanted a wife, since there were no girls here?
I think that's about the only chance they got. Because, you know, you were deep being discriminated. You don't even... If you walk down the street with the Caucasian girls, there would be a lot of strange eyes looking at you. And you just, you know... And things that the discrimination does not permit you to. There are some married, in the married, even the Mexicans and things that there are.
Mexican,
you know, there were quite a few intermarriage with the Mexicans.
Chinese and Mexicans?
Yes, Chinese
really?
And Mexican girls.
Oh.
There were quite a few there at the time. And occasionally you might say there's intermarriage with the Caucasian girls.
Uh-huh.
But mostly it's a very, but that's a rare item, yeah, rare things.
How did people react to Chinese marrying Mexicans?
Well, they think, it's more a natural thing. It's not that, you're not discriminated so much.
You mean the whites or the, I'm talking about the Chinese, how did
the Chinese and Mexican, girls in the marriage is not looked upon. But very few marry into the white girls, or the white girls to the Chinese. So.
In other words, if I were a Chinese man and I married a Mexican girl, my friends would still treat me as
you accepted it. Yes.
Accept it.
You accept it.
Would they accept my wife?
Well, yes. They would say, socially, yes.
Socially.
Yes. In fact, the Chinese would accept any. It's not the Chinese discriminating against the others.
Uh-huh.
But I mean the social outside atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
Look down at you.
If you were, say if you married a white person like you said, then the Americans would be unhappy about it.
Sometimes you do come across that.
You mean the Chinese, if I were Chinese and I married a Caucasian woman, that the other Chinese would not treat
no,
you
No, the other Chinese would treat you fine. They would look up at you, you know.
Okay.
If they don't look up at you, they still accept you as a...
Okay.
They think you're a little smarter.
Huh.
You know, they think you're a little smarter. He could go out there, you know, he could...